You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Since 1865, Sight Cymru has been supporting blind and partially sighted people in Wales. This summer, there's a race planned to help raise money for the charity. Here to explain more is Sight Cymru volunteer Stuart Francis. Stuart, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, Stuart, tell us a bit about the work of Sight Cymru.
Sight Cymru is the local sight support charity down here in South Wales, supporting all visually impaired people across South Wales in many different ways, from their first sort of introduction to sight loss, whether that's a diagnosis through a medical review or something detected at school or at work, etc., helping them manage their new journey, their new life with sight loss, from firstly the sort of mental health aspects of adjusting to what can be quite a challenging change to your life, through to the practical skills that you need to help you adapt to a life without vision or just limited vision. They do many things to help us in all different areas. One of the key areas is sort of getting people together through clubs, different activities, as well as, you know, they do a regular call round session so people don't feel that they're left on their own and they can actually get in touch with somebody that understands what it's like to live the journey without full sight.
Well, on Saturday, June the 20th, there's a blindfold race in Cwmbran, South Wales. What do you have planned?
This is an idea I got from when I used to volunteer out in Singapore. The idea is people come along. They don't need to be visually impaired. It's open to everybody to just come and have a try at what it's like to run as a visually impaired person. Myself and several of my friends, we run regularly with the help of trained guides, either with a tether, which is the way I run, or following somebody in a high-vis vest if you do have a bit more sight than I do. The challenge is really on the guide to direct you, look out for pitfalls, help you negotiate turns, maybe lumps and bumps in the road, but to keep you safe as well. So for people that would come along on the day, they'd have the opportunity to do a bit of both. So we'll provide blindfolds so that they can assimilate themselves to the world of sight loss, but also a tether so that they can then guide either a friend that they bring with them or somebody else we can pair them up with on the day to take them round the course. Just a simple, it used to be our old park run course in Cwmbran, so a well-tried and tested route for us to run on.
How can people get involved and donate for the event?
There'll be a published link. You go in there, you sign up. There's a small fee of £10 just to cover a few of our admin costs. But if people do want to donate, we'll also provide a subscription link for people to donate to Sight Cymru as part of the event on the day.
Do you think that running is a sport that might sound challenging at first to blind and partially sighted people? There's a lot of trust involved in your guide runner.
Yes, there's an awful lot of trust. We recommend you start slowly and build up your confidence, just A, in yourself to run without seeing, but also in understanding how your guide is going to do just that, to guide you, to direct you on your journey. It is something that a lot of visually impaired people might think twice about, but we call it a run. But running can be done at any level. I'm a regular park runner, which means I do the 5K every Saturday. And we have within our group quite a number of park walkers. So the running can be done at any pace. In fact, one of our park walkers, she completed her 100th park run last weekend. And she has no sight at all and is a trustee of Sight Cymru. So it's something that anybody can try, and until you've experienced it, you actually won't feel the liberation that it does give you. Although, yes, as with many things that we have to do as visually impaired people, you do need somebody to help you along. But at the end of the day, it's about achieving a goal and making yourself feel better, not just for running, but for giving yourself a challenge and completing that challenge.
You're part of Sight Cymru's steering group committee. What do people tell you that the support of the charity means to them?
The steering group that I'm part of is to promote well-being and awareness. So I work with the awareness officer to help spread just the values of sight loss within different communities, different organisations, just to help people who maybe don't experience the world of sight loss understand a little bit better about what it's like for those of us that live with it every day. The feedback we get is that when we come and explain to people about how living with sight loss isn't really that much different to any other life. It's just finding ways to manage the things that you can't do maybe as easily or as straightforwardly as you can with sight. So people are often quite surprised at how much we as visually impaired and blind people do, despite our extra challenge.
Fantastic. Well, how can people find out more about the work of Sight Cymru and get involved and donate to those running on June the 20th?
So the best way is to go on the Sight Cymru Facebook page. We'll have adverts out there explaining what's happening on the day, and with a link to sign up. That'll take you to the website so you can register for the day. Sight Cymru do have their web page. You can go there and there will be details of the race, other events that Sight Cymru are putting on, and also ways that you can donate to the organisation.
Stuart Francis from Sight Cymru, we wish you the best of luck for the blindfold race on Saturday, the 20th of June. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.